This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this hour of the program. And what a great hour we've got lined up. We've got Phil Skinner, our collector car market expert, and he is standing by and has been some interesting places in recent days, so we'll get the inside scoop from him. Telephone-wise, you can reach out at the regular number, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, who is the mystery man joining us? Well, he was with us a little while back, and he introduced us to Brian Wilson, the gentleman that we had on, who was the former professional Australian rules football player, and who is doing those amazing projects for the Ford Motor Company. It's my pleasure to welcome Phil Skinner back to the airways of Auto World. Phil, how you doing?
We're doing beautiful. We're doing great. We're in the wonderful place, city of Deer Lodge, Montana. We're at the Deer Lodge former old prison and auto museum.
Oh, wow. That sounds very cool. It's been a busy few days for you. Why don't we go back to when you started off and tell us a little bit about this trip that you put together.
Sure, we've been on about it's going to be a three-week adventure. I'm traveling with a very good friend of mine, Scott Kennedy. Started in Southern California. We drove to Texas, visited some friends, visited a museum in Kerrville, Texas that may be reopening. It's been closed for a number of times. There's rumors it's going to reopen. Then we were up to Nakona, Texas for a Vicari auction. Then we traveled to Staunton, Illinois. This is a very good friend of mine, Russell Knoll, who owns Country Classics, over 600 collector cars for sale. Then we traveled up to Iowa. We went to the Iowa 80 Truck Museum, what I have to consider is the finest truck museum I've ever been into. It's big, it's beautiful, it's huge, and it's free to go in. We traveled to the other part of Iowa then, up to the town of Sanborn, and we visited the Devon Haig Truck Museum, not quite as big as the Iowa 80 truck, but this one's also quite nice. Mr. Von Haig's grandfather started the junkyard business back in 1940, prospered quite well. Today they own 7 salvage yards that deal only with big semi-trucks, so it's a truck museum. And Mr. Von Haig has a collection of approximately 200 vehicles. About 80 of those are fire trucks. He loves fire trucks. From there we traveled to Murdo, South Dakota, and went to the Pioneer Auto Museum. And then we traveled to Gillette, Wyoming, and visited the Frontier Auto Museum. And on the way, we also stopped at a part shop in Rapid City, South Dakota, Moore's Auto Parts. They deal with vintage Mopar. Saw vehicles dating over 100 years old in this part shop. So, and then we're heading our way towards Spokane tomorrow, next couple days. And here we were in Deer Lodge. I figured, what better place to do the program from than a great car museum?
Absolutely. What an amazing trip, and you certainly have hit some great spots along the way. And you came up with a suggestion, which we definitely should throw out there for folks, and that's inviting listeners to share memories of family vacations, road trips. Folks, we'd love to hear your road trip memories. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Mackenzie's at the helm and taking your calls, 855-660-4261. And we'd love to hear the road trip memories. They don't have to necessarily be family vacations, but also it could be friends, just traveling with friends. And
maybe a memory of a favorite roadside attraction would be great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is an excellent suggestion, and if you want to email us, we can certainly do that as well, bob@autoworldradio.com. But we would really love to talk to you live at 855-660-4261. So all of our listeners in New Hampshire, everybody listening in Oklahoma City, everybody listening in Texas, everybody listening to many of our great radio stations, along the way, please don't be a stranger and give us a call at 855-660-4261. Phil, let's talk a little bit about your own road trip history, going back to perhaps some family trips, and then you can tell us about some road trips that you've done with friends like the one that you're on right now.
You know, unfortunately, my father did not take us on road trips. We had a lot of staycations as a kid, which I think made me give me that wanderlust that made me always want to travel. I remember at the age of 18, my brother and I, we took a trip to North Dakota. He owned an antique shop, so we were going to go picking, as they call it today. We were up there, and along the way, we stopped at a number of roadside attractions. That was my first introduction in Nebraska to the Pioneer, Harold Warp's Pioneer Village in Minden, Nebraska, one of, I think, America's greatest roadside attractions. We hit several other places, the world's largest cedar rocking chair, Carlsbad Cavern. There's places I'd always dreamed of going to, and there's a lot of these places are disappearing just because people, well, they don't drive anywhere. They fly there, and then they are at their destination. And there's a lot of America to see in the flyover area, such as where we are right here in Deer Lodge. I mean, this is a wonderful complex, and it's not just a car museum. There's a prison. There's also a, well, what they call Yesterday Playthings. It's a toy museum. Has a great HO train layout. We were in there earlier. History of the Old West Museum. And what's really neat is they have the Montana State Prison Hobby Store. Inside there are handcrafts from the current actual inmates. And it's to, you know, help offset some of their costs of being incarcerated.
Very interesting. Absolutely. Growing up, I remember a road trip that my mom and dad took me on to Cooperstown, New York, when I was 13 years old. That's the home of the Baseball Hall of Fame. And on the same trip, we also checked out the campus of West Point in upstate New York, traveling from Greater Boston. Every summer we would make the relatively short trip from Boston to Cape Cod for a week or 10 days of vacation. And when I was very young, I don't remember it, but when I was very young, my dad had an aunt who was a nun, and we traveled all the way from Boston down to Baltimore to visit her at the place that she worked at, which was a hospital in the Maryland area. But my dad did a lot of road trips for his work throughout New England. So, as you said a little bit earlier, we didn't do as many trips, more like staycations. Well, to put it in neutral, take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, let's hear about some of your memories, road trip memories with family, road trip memories with friends, and we'll continue to talk to Phil about this great adventure that he's on right now. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're taking your calls and emails on road trips memories. We'd love to hear from you folks. Phil Skinner joins us. He's, of course, our classic car, collector car market editor expert, and the gentleman who, in my opinion, is the best in the entire world at what he does, and that's covering the auction scene and covering collector cars in general for years. He was the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and now he's back being a freelancer, and that's how it began years ago. Phil also has suggested we put out there on the table for folks, if you would love to share with us perhaps the memories of the first meal that you ate in a vehicle. It's only during the past 40 or 50 years or so that we've seen the proliferation of drive-ins and what we now all take for granted with all the drive-through windows that are available with so many different types of fast food establishments. And also, Phil says, if you want to share any memories from drive-in movie theaters, we would love to hear from you. Again, on our toll-free line, 855-660-4261, or Auto World Radio, Bob at autoworldradio.com, or Bob at boblongradio.com. We would love to hear from you. And Phil, let's turn the tables on those questions over to you just for a moment. Do you remember the first meal that you happened to eat in an automobile? Phil, are you with?
Yeah, Bob, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, yeah. We were at a place in city of Downey, California. My dad had taken us to a place called Harvey's Broiler. It was kind of a local kid's hangout, but it was one of the first places in our area. This would have been around 1957. And we had a car hop come to the car and take the order and bring out the little tray and put it on the window. And I do fondly remember that. And I was sitting in the back seat eating a hot dog, and I had a little bitty Coca-Cola with me.
Oh, that is such a great memory. And what was your dad driving on that particular day?
1955 Plymouth. It was a two-year-old Plymouth.
Wow, great story. In my day, growing up, of course, we saw the big fast food establishments really expand. But I would have to say my first experience was at a McDonald's in Natick, Massachusetts. We didn't have one at that point when I was quite young in my hometown of Needham, Massachusetts, so had to go more a little bit west of Boston to Framingham / the Natick area of Metro West Boston. And as far as drive-in theaters, I remember going to one as a kid with my parents, but unfortunately, by the time I was a teenager and into my 20s, all of the drive-throughs in my particular area had closed or been converted to places for flea markets and other goings-ons. And that's a shame, because that must have been fun, Phil. I'm sure you've got some memories that perhaps you can share with us on some drive-in theater moments in your life.
I actually have one I can share. I had taken a young lady to a drive-in movie, and we saw the movie Bullet. And it was the first time
I had seen
Bullet. And you are familiar with the famous chase scene.
Yep.
With Steve McQueen and his Mustang. I'm behind the steering wheel, and the way that was filmed, you honestly felt that you were going over those hills and jumps. And I would have to say, probably my most thrilling moment that I can share at a drive-in movie.
Oh, that is such a cool one. And, of course, it's interesting how they used to market the drive-in movie theaters, that they would charge you not per person in the vehicle, but per car. And so that led folks, I understand, to at times really pile in an awful lot of people in a station wagon, even more than those large station wagons would normally carry, but it was all okay to do at a drive-in theater.
Well, I remember at a, I was kind of dating this one girl, and at the time I was driving a Dodge van, but her brothers and I were really good friends. So it was like, well, I want to take them all along. But she was a really attractive young lady. So she's in the front seat, I'm in the, you know, driver's seat as we pull into the drive-in, and there they were charging by the person. And it's like, do you have anybody else back there?
Oh,
well,
wow.
Under the blankets in the back were the three brothers. So they looked, hey, guys, got ourselves a good-looking girl. So we rolled in, got ourselves a nice parking spot, actually turned the van backwards, opened up the back door, and the five of us had a great view of the movie.
What a great story, Phil. 855-660-4261, that's our toll-free number. We'd love to hear from you. Perhaps some of our regular listeners, like Frank in New Mexico. And Frank, I just sent out the information about your address to the folks at Slime, so you'll be getting that tire gauge and some other goodies in the not-too-distant future. I certainly hope you can keep me posted, but if you're out there listening and would like to share any drive-in movie moments with us and our audience, we would love to hear from you or anybody else, any of our regulars, or perhaps this is the first time you're calling into a show. You got nothing to be afraid of, because yours truly has been doing this for a long time. Autoworld's been on the air actually since 1992, and it's been in this particular time slot since 1995. So it has a long history, and a lot of great guests have gone on over the airwaves here on Autoworld, and a lot of wonderful calls, and why not make your call one of those memories at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I remember, of course, it's considered a classic rock staple, but Phil, Bob Seger's song called Night Moves, which has the line in it, trying to make some front page drive-in piss in the night moves. That went on.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
That's
and there's still a few drive-in movies out there, but they're few and far between. And it is an experience. I think everybody should enjoy one.
Yeah, it is. And it's, again, kind of a little bit of slice of America that has unfortunately gone away. But, you know, it's a shame, because this was a wonderful bit of American culture to share with your family and friends and dates, and boy, it just gets the mind really thinking back to those days. When we come back on the other side, we're going to find out more about where Phil has been and where he's headed to in the not-too-distant future. I know he's headed to Spokane, but we'll talk about some of the stops along the way. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats are dwelling on the Mueller report. Republicans are trying to move on. According to House Democrats, more subpoenas are coming. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says one Senate committee wants to hear from Donald Trump Jr. again about the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting with former Trump attorney Michael Cohen.
They're requesting him back based upon something that Cohen has said when he is in jail for lying to Congress, but Cohen was talking about a meeting he wasn't even at.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Yates says the U.S. must do more to punish Russia for interfering in the last presidential election.
I think we have not reacted nearly strongly enough to Putin and to Russia for their blatant interference in 2016.
Yates and McCarthy on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Phil Skinner, one of our regular contributors, is with us. You can go to autoworldradio.com and click on contributors, and you'll see a picture of Phil and a little bit about his professional life. He's on a road trip with his friend Scott Kennedy, and it started on April 28th in California. They have visited Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, South Dakota, and Wyoming. And right now he joins us live from Montana. And the primary purpose for the road trip was finding small automotive museums and salvage yards that specialize in vintage and older cars. And, of course, this coming week he's going to be working at an auction in Spokane, Washington. Let's talk about some of these stops that you made along the way. Tell us about that Air Force Base Museum in Arizona. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, again, it's like I said, you find roadside attractions. It was not on our radar. And we saw it, and Scott and I both said, well, it's not on a real tight schedule. So he went to the Ellsworth Air Force Base Museum. They have maybe 25 great airplanes outside, B-29 bombers, B-52 bomber, B-1 bomber. And while we were there, they were flying the B-1 bomber overhead, numerous transport planes, plus the indoor museum. And the best thing, again, it's an Air Force museum, no charge. Go in and look around. But you could spend some good money on some of the great gifts they had in gift shops. And
wow.
Just like the museum right now, gift shops.
Oh, that's terrific. And again, I can't believe it. No admission price. It's 100% free. Just a gift shop that's well-stocked. You can't argue with that price. That's great.
Right. I should say the Montana Tourism and Auto Museum, they do have a charge, but your ticket is good for 1 year. So, like, if you don't get through all the day, or you want to come back, you bring your ticket back, and it's good for 1 year from the date of issue. So we got here kind of late. We didn't get to see everything, so we may be coming back this way.
That sounds great. Along the way in New Mexico, you were planning on stopping at the Carlsbad Caverns, but unfortunately time just didn't allow that. And I've seen pictures of that, Phil, and to see it in person would be quite a thrill, to say this least. You spent some driving time in Texas, and for all of our Texas listeners on many stations that take us in Texas, and hopefully soon we'll get on in Dallas, and I'm hoping we'll get on there live, thanks to John David Wells, who's my radio friend, and not only station manager of a station there in Dallas-Fort Worth, but also has a new syndicated show, which is actually heard on this very same radio network as the USA Radio Network. But the speed limit in Texas is good for those folks who have high-performance vehicles, whether they be brand new or whether they be classic vehicles. I don't think there are many places that have 80 mile an hour posted speed limits, but that's not uncommon in Texas, Phil.
Well, along Interstate 10 and parts of Interstate 20, it is. And we've also found it going through Wyoming on Interstate 90 and here in Montana. And if you remember way back when, Montana used to have no posted speed limits for the highways. It was safe and prudent, which just 130 miles an hour was safe and prudent to you. Off you went.
That's great. I've been to San Antonio, Texas for a car introduction, and our hotel was located near the Riverwalk there, but you had an opportunity to shoot through San Antonio. Tell our listeners a little bit about all the wonderful attractions there.
Obviously, Riverwalk's a great place to go to. It's, again, a tourist attraction, Roadside America. The biggest attraction, you got to go to San Antonio. And if you're a Texan, you got to travel to San Antonio and see the Alamo. It is the most historic building, I'd say, in Texas. It's where the birthplace of the Lone Star State really came from. And there's a lot of other roadside attractions. And there's amusement parks and other things. There's plenty to do. And as my friend Scott was saying, so many people today, they just fly over the country, and they fly over so much of Middle America. And that's the backbone of the United States. And this is the greatest country. And gas outside of California isn't all that expensive.
Yeah, I heard that a little bit earlier today when chatting with Paul Eisenstein. He surprised me, journalist Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com, saying that the price of gas is up in the $4 range in California. It certainly isn't that down here in Florida, where I presently reside. And normally when the gas gets into those high categories, I usually get a lot of emails from folks, and I honestly haven't. So it cannot be quite as widespread as Paul would lead us to believe. That's good news to hear.
I've actually heard in California that there's places that are hitting the $5 mark. And on this trip, we have seen prices in Texas. It was $2.39. I filled up there. But the most we've paid on any trip, I think we just paid $2.83.9, and that was in Wyoming.
Wow, so that's not bad at all in 2019 for gasoline. And what's going on in California? Is that just related to the so-called summer blend of gasoline that no doubt they've probably switched to by now?
The state of California instituted some new taxes. That has added to it. They have restrictions on when the gas company can sell certain blends of gas. It costs the gas company more money to make those blends, so the consumers get that passed on to them. So it's a combination of taxes and regulations that literally have almost doubled our price of gas anywhere else in the United States.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about your trip through Tulsa, Oklahoma. That sounds like a real hot spot that you've hit along the way.
We love architecture, and going through Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's again, old Route 66. There's a lot of great little museums, little places, roadside attractions still along Route 66. And in Tulsa, downtown area is one of the highest concentrations of Art Deco architecture. It is just like a little show place there. It's the only other building I can think of I'd like it like better in a suburban setting or urban setting would be the Guardian Building in Detroit.
Wow, that's great. And, of course, you've been in Missouri. I have been there on some car introductions and new vehicle introductions, but I've never seen that famous arch in St. Louis. Did you get a chance to check that out and tell us a little bit more about Missouri and car museums, etc.?
Well, we did come through St. Louis kind of late in the afternoon, but just think, you know, they have just recently refurbished that entire arch and the entire park down there. And we did get to drive by it and ogle it. It is a massive structure, and it's definitely on my list of places to go because there's like several really good collector car dealers in the St. Louis area, Moto Exotica, Hyman, Mark Hyman. And so it's a chance to maybe go visit them and visit the arch. And, kind of like a McDonald's, but it's not golden, and there's only one of them. But I'm sure you can get something called St. Louis style barbecue ribs there.
I'm sure you can. That sounds mighty good to me. Tell us a little bit about Illinois. I understand you went through Chicago. What were some of the other stops that you made along the way in Illinois?
Well, we actually kind of avoided Chicago. It was a little bit further east than we needed to go. We were in Staunton, Illinois. Great car collection. I'll tell you a little bit on the other side of the commercial.
That sounds fantastic. Phil Skinner is with us live from a road trip in Wyoming. We'd love to hear from you again if you'd like to share your memories. 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The good old-fashioned road trip. Did you and your friends take a trip to spring break, perhaps, from college? I know Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors from Consumer Guide, shared that story with us, that he and I believe it was four other buddies drove nonstop from Chicago down to Florida for spring break, and this was during the 80s, and they were listening to cassettes and the cassettes of the five friends, and when Tom was driving, the cassette was playing that belonged to one of his friends that was not the type of music that he was particularly fond of, but he still remembers it to this day. Phil Skinner is with us, joining us live from Montana. He's on an extended road trip, hitting some of the small auto museums and checking out some of the salvage yards. And of course, for more than 20 years, Auto World was on a great radio station in Waterloo, Iowa. It was a privately owned station, KXEL, a 50,000-watt station at 1540 on the dial, one of the oldest stations in the country. It was what they call a clear channel station, not clear channel the owners, but clear channel in that it was one of the first stations, so at night it didn't power down. And during our evening hours on KXEL, we used to be heard in five or six states through the power of that station. Oh, I missed so badly being on KXEL. It's now owned by a big corporate entity, but I should call their new program director and say, you know, for 20 years I was on there, and still get emails from your listeners. And that's one thing that I learned, having such a great connection with Iowa for so many years, is there are so many great car folks in Iowa, and there's so much hot rodding and other niches. And Phil, I know you went through Iowa. What were some of the highlights there?
Oh, well, I started off with the Iowa 80 Truck Museum. The neat thing is it's a big truck stop. It's a huge truck stop. It's the world's largest truck stop. If you go in there and it's like a candy store for truck drivers. Every accessory you could imagine, special seat, chrome trim, lights, wheels. It is the shopper's paradise for the commercial truck drivers, the professional drivers out there. This is the museum is a salute to that industry. Beautifully restored trucks, well laid out, a great place to go. That was one great place. We were also quite happy when we went to the Vanderhaeg Museum. This is really junk man for riches. Today they are probably one of the largest distributors of what we'll call recycled big rigs. They sell everything from the axles to the cab to engines. They actually have an engine reconditioning department, transmission reconditioning department. They rebuild the Spicer rear end. That was impressive to me. So the other thing is the food you eat. I found a great little cafe in the city of Spencer, Iowa. It was called the Cafe American. And, I mean, the food was great. And this is the thing. It was real home cooking. And I think that's what you miss. You go into a chain restaurant and everything's formulated. And, okay, it's good. Yeah. But, this was really great. They had a cherry pie there. I'm not supposed to eat it, but I couldn't resist it.
That is great.
Yeah, I'm probably going to gain a few pounds on this trip.
Well, you should. Just have fun. That's my advice. Life's too short. Have some fun. Tom Cotter, the gentleman who writes all those barn find books, has written a story of traveling Route 66 in his Ford Woody, and that was a great tale. And he also drove on the Lincoln Highway from New York State. It started in New York City and followed the Lincoln Highway, which was the first really major cross-country road. But of course today it's hardly recognizable in many different parts. But nevertheless, I've never done the Route 66 road trip. I know you probably know Ken Gross as well, an expert on hot rods, a judge at Pebble Beach and former director of the Peterson Automotive Museum. He always told me, he is of course based out of now Maryland or Virginia, and every year for SEMA he likes to get together with some of his hot rod buddies and they drive the route. They drive Route 66 all the way into along the ways to Las Vegas.
I think they go to Kingman, Arizona, and then they cut up from Kingman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's just always a great story to talk to Ken about that. But I haven't done the Route 66 thing. Of course, parts of it, more than parts of it, quite a bit lies in San Bernardino, California, and other spots in California. And, of course, that Eagles song, Standing on the Corner in Winslow, Arizona, that Take It Easy song references Route 66 as well.
I actually have a very good friend who is plotting some of the, you know, they changed the alignment of Route 66 quite a bit, especially in the Los Angeles area. He has plotted the different things, and he and I are going to get together in a 1929 Cadillac and peruse some of the original Route 66 routes around the Southern California area, and we're hoping to do a couple of stories on that.
You know, that sounds fantastic. That's going to make for a great story. Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that auto salvage area that you checked out in Rapid City. I believe it's Moore's Auto Salvage. Tell us about that.
Oh, Scott and I found that yesterday. Was it yesterday? Day before yesterday on Friday. We found Moore's Auto Salvage in Rapid City. They specialize in Mopar products. Third generation, the young man who runs it today is Mark Moore. His grandfather started it. His grandfather had a different career, but he collected Dodges. And he liked really old Dodges from the 1920s. And Mark was telling us that his summer car is a 1924 Dodge touring car that every year he gets it up and running, and that's his driver around town for the summer. And he embraces it, and it's worldwide. People know of this yard. We just found out about it, and it'll be in one of our articles in our Doc Boneyard column in Old Cars Weekly.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And you also, of course, traveled through Wyoming, and in Gillette, Wyoming, you found a museum there called the Frontier Auto Museum. Tell us about that one.
Well, the Frontier Auto Museum is owned by a gentleman by the name of Jeffrey Wandler. And Jeffrey runs it with the help of his wife and his daughter, Brianna. And it started with the grandfather. The grandfather was, he had a, what we call an oil industry equipment, drilling equipment, etc. And the grandfather did the tools for those. His company grew into an international organization, so it's very well. The people are, shall we say, prosperous. Grandpa wanted to start a little museum. He first started on his property, and then they needed something bigger. They took over an old Ford dealership in downtown Gillette. They have expanded into another building. It is kind of a combination museum, a gift shop, and an antique shop. They had a lot of great little pieces of furniture. And, oh, like Scott just reminded me, it is a secret coffee shop in Gillette. Oh, not everybody knows about it, but the people who do, they like to keep it secret. And the baristas are the cutest baristas, I think, in the state of Wyoming.
But, that's great.
But the grandpa here really loved Hudson, and that was his forte. But they have a lot of Petrolinia, the gas pump globes, signage, neon, even an Edsel sign. And I was just really impressed and friendly. That's one thing we've met. People in the Midwest all the way through here, the friendliest people you could want to meet, even here in Deer Lodge.
So true, Phil. And Tom Cotter, who I mentioned a few moments ago, the guy that has written the barn find books, The Cobra in the Barn, The Hemi in the Barn, The Corvette in the Barn, The Vincent in the Barn, etc. And when he did that book about traveling Route 66, he intentionally only ate at local establishments, and that became a big portion of the story, because as you pointed out a little bit earlier today, in 2019, no matter where you travel in this great country, it is not unusual to see the same chain restaurants. And so if you're out there on the road, find those off the beaten path and take advantage of it. Phil, this has been a great hour. We've got some people emailing. All right.
We'll see you down the road, Bob.
Thank you, Phil. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World, and by all means, share your stories with us. We would love to hear from you. Just shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. That will do it for this hour.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.